There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
A refreshing change from the normal bill of fare. I hope that's always the case with the Good Day program. But here, for those of you who are entrepreneurs, small business people, trying to make your mark, we have an hour of conversation devoted to people who have good ideas, who are entrepreneurial or think they can be entrepreneurial, come up with an idea, an invention, if you will, and we take the cause and go with it. So each week at this time, John Cremins from the MyCoolInventions.com website and from the radio program of the same name is here to go through the pitches that have been made by people that they have vetted, that they have found, he and his partner, Akos Jankura. They both have millions of years of experience. couldn't resist that. How come I can't hear John? What's going on? Do we have a problem, Richie? Huh?
I can hear you.
He's there. Oh, wow.
There we go. How about we turn up the volume?
It's called a button.
That doesn't work still. All right.
Let's try. Let's see if this helps.
Let's try one more thing. This is experimentation on the air.
All right, here we go.
Nope.
Test.
Nope.
1, 2, 3.
Ooh.
I love you guys so much.
I'm glad you do, because love is going to carry. I have to keep us together here today.
You just heard me then.
All right, so I heard you how? Because I told you, because I said you have millions of years experience?
No, because you said, because I said I love you guys so much, and you said you love me too.
I do. All right, so we got to figure out what the technical problem is, though. And I think one of the things that I wanted, we're going to present the inventors this week, three different people who have done great. Imagination is a wonderful thing, terrible thing to waste. So people with ideas like Irvin Azamani, who has an invention called the hands-free bunny bottle holder, is going to explain, and John will give us a little background into him. Then we have Nami Kadim and her smart swab product, which is patented. We'll talk about that here. Her pitch, Todd Jones is here with his invention, the David Todd Mini, which is a handbag of note. And we'll tell you who won last week after you voted at MyCoolInventions.com. What happens here is that we present these various folks who have been vetted by the staff at My Cool Inventions. They have ideas that are valuable. It could go on to be on, who knows, you could get yourself onto Home Shopping Network with your idea. That's the payoff. We'll have them later on in this hour. What I want to do now is present to John and the rest of you a conversation that I had with Jamie Siminoff, who was a loser on Shark Tank but became a winner. He's on with me in a moment, and we'll have that discussion here on the connection that is My Cool Inventions and the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, W-R-I-T-E.com.
The 2-for-$5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with a new extra-long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties side-by-side, stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get two sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with a Big King, Big Fish, or original chicken sandwich only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Price and fire in Alaska and Hawaii.
This week on Geico Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
We have Jamie Siminoff with us. He went to Shark Tank in 2013. What did you think was going to happen when you went in there? What? How did you get the connection? How did you go through the vetting process? Give us sort of the background before the appearance, Jamie.
So, you know, we kind of applied to the show like everyone else. You know, it's a long process to get on. They actually do both. There's multiple different stages before you actually get to, you know, to record and air. And, you know, our hope was to get some money. You know, sadly that didn't happen, but it definitely helped launch the company and get us where we are today.
So when you went through all, what were your expectations? When you give us a little bit more detail as to how you went through the process. So you call them, they get back to you. What do they use as criteria for moving you up the ladder?
Sure. So what happens is they kind of call you. I mean, you send in an application. They call you and ask you some questions, and then they'll go back. And then there's a multi-stage approval process. So there's like the company that does it approves you, but then they send that to ABC, which then they approve you. Then Sony, who's involved in who knows what way, approves you. And then even when the crazy thing is, even when you film, you don't necessarily air. So that if, you know, you could do all the whole thing, get approved to go, think you're going to be on Shark Tank, you go to the studio, you film, and they never call you to air. So after you leave, after you film, they basically say goodbye and we'll call you. And there's nowhere you can call. There's nothing you can reach out to. And, you know, we were very fortunate and happy that we got the call that it was going to air after we had left, you know, like a few months after. But some people just don't even air.
So they have the session with the Sharks, but that doesn't mean that whatever they tape is going to actually make it to the air.
Correct. And I think, you know, there's obviously some people that get on there and probably are just not, you know, not good for the TV or just doesn't work out. So they have to kind of buffer that. But I can't imagine, you know, after all that work to prepare for it and doing it, to just literally have it be nothing I don't know how we would have had some pretty hard days after that if we didn't air.
All right. So what's your company and what were you, how did you convince them? What are you selling?
So we make a video doorbell called Ring. It's a Wi-Fi enabled doorbell, allows you to see and speak to anyone at your front door from anywhere. So you could be sitting in your house and someone rings the doorbell and you can talk to them on your phone and see them, or you could be halfway around the world. It also has advanced motion detection, so it's both a security camera as well as a doorbell in one. And that's what we pitched to them. And at the time it was our first version of the product. We're now on version 2. And so it was, a little early still in the company.
So, you went in there and you went through the rigmarole. Of all of the judges, who were you most impressed with?
You know, I think, you know, I was, that was actually the one interesting thing. It's a great question. I was really impressed with all of them. They were all really smart and really asked amazing questions. And I was actually blown away by how sharp they were and how it wasn't like a TV show, that it was really one of the most grueling investor pitches I've ever had.
How often have you done that in order to survive or get to where you are? Is this constant with you, looking for money, looking for investors?
Literally hundreds of times. I mean, I've heard the word no so many times that I my ears are just numb and bleed.
Well, that's too bad. So you get through everybody, and Kevin O'Leary, who's known as Mr. Wonderful, who really isn't, he's the exact opposite, he is trying to grind you down. So what happened?
So, I mean, he gave us an offer that we just couldn't accept. I mean, it was one of those offers where he would have taken so much cash out of the company that we wouldn't have survived anyway. So it was almost, you know, it's kind of better to at least live for another day and be able to fight than to guarantee your death. And so we had to say no to that. But we were really bummed that we didn't get any real offers from, you know, hopefully we were hoping for a Cuban or something like that. Mm-hmm. In the end, obviously, it worked out for the company, but at the time, it was very disappointing and very tough.
All right. So did you get more notoriety as a result of this and other people come? I've always wondered that after the fact. If one of these five people on the panel don't go for it, I wonder if people who are on there get calls from people who are investors that have money that think the idea is great. I wonder if there's life after being on Shark Tank.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just, you know, the credibility and awareness that you get from Shark Tank, regardless of the money, which we didn't realize how big that was. Mm-hmm. I mean, 'cause it really is a national phenomenon, that show. I mean, we got just, you know, millions of dollars in sales directly attributable to airing on it, which gave us a lot of money to help build the company. And so in the end, I mean, Shark Tank really did help build the company. It might have even been a pivotal part of building the company.
Losing Shark Tank.
Just being on the show is amazing.
Losing made you a winner, in a sense. You're better off not having Kevin as your partner and having grown just because of the exposure. The producers of the program have to know that.
I think they're starting to. You know, I think as they're seeing now, like, the pop that companies get from it, and companies are starting to get pretty large from Shark Tank. I mean, we're now a pretty big company, so it's. I do think that platform helped. You know, helped get us there.
So what's the company known as now? You changed the name of the company from DoorBot to what?
To Ring, and you can see it at ring.com.
And you had somebody invest in it as a result of you being on Shark Tank?
It was a direct result, but definitely, you know, it led to it. And so, yeah, we just announced a $28 million financing led by Richard Branson.
Mm-hmm. So how did Branson, yeah, I think, again, following the trail is pretty interesting. So as a final cog in the wheel here, how did the connection take place between you and Branson's people?
So, I mean, that was just a direct result of keeping our head down and working and having luck happen. One of our customers was with him on the island and on his island in the Caribbean, and showed him directing the package delivery person on where to put the package because they were out of town. And Richard thought it was a pretty phenomenal product and emailed me. And you know, it was like one of those surreal kind of, like, you know, you sit at your email box and you're getting a lot of junk, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, Richard Branson asking about your product and can I invest?
Good for you. Well, that's a good American story. Always like having those good American stories told on the air. Jamie Siminoff with the story of his company, the Ring Company, which was DoorBot, how they lost out on Shark Tank, but it sounds like he's doing wonderfully well. You're to be congratulated. Jamie, thanks for being here.
Prices of the season. Stay big throughout the store. For the boys, their favorite tees, only $7.99. And colorful juniors camis, just $4.99. Find the lowest prices of the season on Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, $5.99 each. And on the Big One bath towel, just $2.99. Plus, graphic tees for him, $7.99. You'll get Kohl's cash too. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. It only happens twice a year, this Wednesday through Sunday. Find your yes. Kohl's. Flex styles, see store at Kohl's.com for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Staples 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $5.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/29/15.
We'll be right back. on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
All right, I see we've found our technical difficulties and fixed them. John Cremens, who is the doctor of shopology, joining me. Doug Steffen on Good Day, connected to mycoolinventions.com, here to highlight the three inventors this week that deserve your attention and your focus. You can listen to us play the pitches and then text your approval, your approbation for one of them to 22333, or you can call 888-877-0490, or just vote for one of the three of them at mycoolinventions.com. John, last week it looked like the T-Rex Flex driver took the day. 35% of those between the combined voting of the daily and the end of the week put them on top, yeah? Yeah, no. Okay, well, I guess we didn't fix our technical problems, was he? It would appear that everything's gone.
You've always got me, Doug.
A little, I know that. Well, okay. Actually, why don't we do this? Let's listen to the pitches,
sure,
so that everybody has a chance to go to My Cool Inventions and vote without me having background information, because John's got all of that. I will introduce you to the three pitches as we have time here and just squeeze them in. Irvin Azamani presenting his invention, the hands-free bunny bottle holder. See what you think of him.
Well, welcome, Nation. Are you a busy parent who would like to multitask while holding and feeding your child? Your prayers have been answered. I introduce to you the hands-free bunny bottle holder. This product safely attaches to the chest of the infant, and the bunny safely secure and hold the bottle for feeding. For parents on the go, we have included a bottle warmer that allows parents to warm the bottle through the car cigarette adapter. The hands-free bunny bottle holder is kid-tested and parent-approved and has a retail price of only $19.95. The hands-free bunny bottle holder is a bottle holder, a bottle warmer, baby's toy, baby's buddy, and baby's teacher. For more information, please visit www.infantinnovators.com. Please give us a thumbs up and vote for us on www.mycoolinventions.com. Thank you for your time.
All right, so he made the pitch. Now, next pitch is Nami Kadame, and it's her smart swab she's pitching.
We all have experienced some sort of ear discomfort in our day-to-day life, such as ear fullness, itchiness, dizziness, and hearing reduction due to earwax accumulation, or clogs that's usually caused by using Q-tips and twisted napkins that smear the earwax deeper. If you or loved ones share these challenges, you can now use my revolutionary ear cleaner called Smart Swap, a new and patented technology that, unlike other products, captures excessive earwax within its flush soft spiral groove and gently removing outward. My website is smartswap.com. Smart Swap is effective, comfortable, easy to use, and completely mess-free. If you'd like to help solving this common problem for good and for everyone, please go to mycoolinventionsradio.com and vote thumbs up for me.
All right, time's up for Nami Kadim. Now the final pitch, Todd Jones and his invention, the Mini Convertible Clutch Handbag.
The David Todd Mini Convertible Purse is for ladies of all ages. Most women will tell you that they do not have enough different purses to match every outfit and occasion. Our patent-pending solution is to have one purse. Easy replaceable schemes inside the Mini will change the Mini from a fun, casual print to a glaring evening bag. With its clear shell, you can pass through any ballpark inspection. Our DavidToddMini.com site will allow you to choose a variety of colors, patterns, themes to begin your investment in David Todd and enjoy a purse that lasts a lifetime. Oh yeah, one more thing. The David Todd Mini has a unique button lock technology that transforms the handle to an adjustable shoulder strap. That also fits a crossbody carry. Just Google David Todd Mini and watch the purse transform. And the Mini will always be made in the USA. Vote for David Todd.
All right, so you heard all of the three inventors and the inventions described. Now it's your turn to vote, along with what's been done on the My Cool Inventions website the first 3 days of the week. You can text your approval for one of those three to 22333 or dial 888-877-0490 or vote for one of the three of them to move them to the top at mycoolinventions.com.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Inspiration 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, along with the creators of My Cool Inventions. John Cremins is here with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden and me. I will tell you, this is aimed at inspiring people to do great things. I was reading something by W. Clement Stone. The story of a guy named Tom who was born without half of a right foot and half of his right arm. As a boy, he wanted to engage in sports, as all of his friends did. He had a desire to play football. Because of his desire, his parents had an artificial foot made for him, made out of wood. The foot was encased in a special football shoe that was made for him. So this guy, Tom, would practice kicking hour after hour, day after day. He was a kicker. He practiced with his wooden foot. He'd try and keep on trying to make the field goals. He'd go out further, get greater distance between him. He became so good that he was hired by the New Orleans Saints.
Hmm.
What would you say to a person's chances of playing professional football if he was born without half of a right foot and wow. half of an arm?
Wow, that would be tough.
Right?
Wow.
But this is the story of Tom Dempsey, who played with his crippled leg, kicked the longest field goal ever kicked as a professional football player, with the last 2 seconds of the game to give the Saints a winning score of 19-17 over the Lions.
Wow.
So, I tell that story because it is applicable here when it comes to inventors and when it comes to inspiration, when it comes to people having an idea. That's what we're cultivating here, ideas that can be vetted so that your future can be a big adventure, so that you can take your idea and prepare what it takes to make it work. You work in the now. This is one of the great things. I'm a great believer, John, as you know, well, Roberta and Richie know certainly about my fondness for Tolle's Power of Now. All we only have is what's here, what's right this minute. And we just lost what we had a second ago, so now we got to keep working for the future, but in the now. And there's such great lessons for life in all of that. Focus, focus, focus. So that's what we look for. We've heard we have four people this week who are inventors that made pitches on My Cool Invention. Starting next week, we'll be able to vote for all these people when we present them. We've had Gene Keogh on with his invention, the drill pad. Let's go to Kevin Murray now, John. You tell us a little about his invention, the big blade snow blade.
Okay, we've had snow removable tools in the past. And granted, here we are. We're in the middle of summer. Last thing we want to think about is snow.
Yeah, right.
So this guy came up with a blade. And you know what it looks like? It looks like a large sheet of plastic.
Really?
Basically, with holes for your hands to go on.
Yeah.
And then you just go and you scoop just like that. You just walk behind it and you know, push the snow aside. It's an interesting, it doesn't take a lot of skill to make the invention or to make the big blade, the snow blade, but it seemed to work. And actually, we thought it might be a decent price point for a shopping network who's now looking for
this time of year, products.
For, yeah, because they're buying stuff right now for the winter shows, right?
Isn't that awful?
Yeah. So this, this actually might work.
All right, so we're going to present his pitch, and you'll be able to hear the quality of these pitches, Roberta, and we'll go around the room and figure out whether we agree with what the audience has said. GQ got 55% thumbs up. We, I think, agreed with that pretty much, although there were some good questions from all of us. Okay, let's move on into Kevin Murray now, Richie.
Hello, my name is Kevin Murray, the inventor and founder of Big Blade Snow Glider. A patented snow tool using your own body weight to clear a 25 by 50 foot surface of 4 to 6 inches of snow or a foot of powder in as little as 2.5 minutes. It also breaks up ice without damaging the underlying surface. It's made from durable plastic and rated for 140 degrees below zero before it'll crack, chip, splinter, or break. With no parts to break or replace, Big Blade has a 5-year warranty. Some of the benefits are no bending, no heavy lifting, easy storage, 100% recyclable, years of durability, cleans down the surface, and saves valuable time. Quite simply, it's the best snow tool on the market, and Big Blade does it safely in minutes. Priced at $65, everyone can enjoy clearing snow just like when you were a kid. Saying no pain, no gain, you can forget about that. With Big Blade, you gain without pain. Please visit us at www.bigblade.co for more information. Also, check out My Cool Invasions and give me a thumbs up because I need your vote for Big Blade. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
Wow. All I can think of is how much I don't know. As a kid, I like snow. I wouldn't necessarily say I was a fan of shoveling it, but this guy makes it sound fun. So how did he do?
Actually, overall, he didn't do bad. Actually, 97%
thumbs up. 97%
thumbs up. So
okay.
Even though it's summer, people still like the idea. And by the way, you know, I liked your suggestion earlier.
Yeah.
I have already all the pictures of all the inventions we're talking about, and a voting platform is up there. So people, as we're
you
looking
can do
at
it
the
today.
Pages, if they want, if they want to be able to do it, see how good I am.
Yeah, you are a good.
You just didn't even know I was talented.
Yeah. All right, so you heard the Gene Keogh pitch. If you want to vote, so you're able to go and vote on all of these four as until now. Let's see, you couldn't do it now, but now you can do it until noontime, I think, on Friday when we're on. Okay.
So take a look at it. You can look at it. You can actually see it's basically a big sheet of plastic.
Yeah. Okay.
But heavy plastic.
If you think it's a good idea, give it a thumbs up at mycoolinventions.com, or you can text text thumbs up to 22333 or dial 888-877-0490 for the inventors that are on today. All right, next pitch comes from Bruce Fentech. His invention is called the lid skid.
So this is where you have a slow cooker or a pot, one of those crock pot things. It's a place to put the lid so you don't have a problem. Very easy to do. Actually, a very easy invention to create. And Bruce, we originally actually saw when we first started My Cool Inventions almost 4.5 years ago at the Houseware Show in Chicago. And he was one of the guys. He whittled the thing. He made it out of wood.
Really?
Now he's got it in plastics. It's all high end. I saw him at the Minneapolis Convention Center during the Inspire Expo, and I was glad to have him back. And people really like this invention.
Well, it's a good idea. It has its place. So let's work on that. All right. Let's have that to pitch now, Richie. Have you got it?
The slow cooker is a great invention from the 1970s. There are still over 12 million slow cookers sold each year in the U.S. alone. They're great for parties, holidays, football season, and the church ladies love them for their potlucks. But the problem is, where do you put the lid? And the solution is the
cutters, do an hold. The slow cooker is placed on top of the lid skid legs, weighing it down. The lid skid body runs up behind the cooker, and the upper arms project forward over the rim. With one hand, the lid is simply removed and placed on the arms. Any moisture drips back into the cooker, and the counter stays clean and organized. The lid skid folds flat and stores along the sidewall in your drawer. The lid skid makes a great gift at less than $20, and you can buy it at lidskid.com, and it's made in the USA. Please go to MyCoolInventions.com and vote thumbs up for an American-made product. Today's special is 3 for $50 at lidskid.com.
All right. So you're in the 60 seconds is up, Roberta. It's over. Finished. Done.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. ACOS on this whole thing was saying, well, how many people have more than one? So why would you offer a deal like that? And I said, boy, ACOS, evidently you don't live through the Midwestern part of the country.
Right.
You know, when we had our parties at the Creamins Casa, there's three. Because I have my meatballs slathered in sauce. Yeah. I have my little, what do they call those, mini weenie things in sauce. And then I might have something else that I might put in there.
But isn't that what bungee cords are for? That's all I keep my lids on. Yeah, I bungee cord them.
Yeah, but this is for when, you have them laid out on the table, right? So somebody lifts up the lid and the drippings are going everywhere and then you don't know where to put it, right?
So they lay it down on the table generally.
Yeah.
So what this is for is it holds the lid while they hold their plate and the spoon in one hand, and the lid goes over top of the crock pot, so when the moisture drips off of the lid, it drips back into the crock pot.
It's very simple. You know, I got to tell you, I remember when he first made it, and he really did. I mean, he actually whittled it with wood. His first, he was at a trade show, at the Houseware Show in Chicago, and he spent probably for that booth a couple $1,000s.
Good.
And his pieces that he showed were made of wood. I mean, that he had actually just carved up. It depends on how you make the prototype. But I saw what I liked in the invention, and then when he remade it and improved it through learning and his education process, it came out pretty good.
All right. So if you want to support Bruce and his idea, remember information that you pass along through texting or dialing or voting at My Cool Inventions will be added to the results that have already taken place with these folks earlier in the week. So you'd average it, I guess, John, right?
Well, by the way, he did 100% thumbs up.
100% for Bruce. All right. 100% there. So if you want to support him and give him a thumbs up, text thumbs up to 22333 or dial 888-877-0490 or vote for him at MyCoolInventions.com. Okay. Final edition, I guess you would say, final and better. Joe Iannello has the spray and mow. You want to find out what that is? Stick around. We're back in a moment here.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gut stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bellawood, 20% off Dream Home Laminates. Plus great floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles. Equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American free enterprise system is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Staples 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $5.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/29/15.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
47. After the hour now, we have the My Cool Inventions radio connection to Good Day with John Cremins, who's a wonderful human being, does a great job. Ian Akos Yankura have put together this idea to help inventors, to encourage them to move on, to become big stars in their own right. You can, you know. All you have to do is be prepared. You got to understand what you're looking to do. You've got to work with people. But sooner or later, you will win. If you think you can win, you will win. So, final presenter here. We've had the drill paddle, the big blade snow blade, the lid skid. You can vote for all of them by going to mycoolinventions.com or texting thumbs up to 22333 or dialing 888-877-0490. Here's the story from John about Joe Iannello.
Yeah, the Spranbo is actually kind of a newer product for removing debris and grass that accumulates under your lawnmower deck.
Really?
So they, I mean,
if you mow your lawn when it's wet, it's going to accumulate. If it's dry, it won't.
Here in the Southwest, or Southeast rather, down in Florida, I mean, we have a problems big time. The grass that we have is always moist in the morning, and it gets stuck under there. Well, the problem is that gets to 2, 3, 4 inches, and what do? You lift it over to the side, you lift it up, and then you spray it with a hose. You're in there with a screwdriver.
I saw somebody, listen to this, somebody dumb enough to leave the mower running.
Oh, that's not good.
Clean
out. That's usually. Well, I mean, if you turn it sideways, oil and gas will leak.
Yeah, runs well. It'll run. Yeah. It'll leak out, or it'll run away from the crankcase. And if you don't, if you keep running it for long enough, it'll because it's dry in there. Or there's not enough. There's not enough lubrication for the bearings. It'll just freeze the engine up.
So he made something that actually hooks up to your hose. Yeah. It magnetically hooks up to the side of, or I guess the lawnmower deck.
Yeah,
and
right.
And has an extension that goes underneath the deck. And shoots water up there.
So you bring it to the side of the house, you hook it up, and that's how you clean it off, right?
Yeah.
At the end of every use.
You don't have to turn it on. You have to turn it on, yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's listen up now to John Iannello, see what you think of his spray and mow.
I designed the spray and mow product to assist the consumer in vigorously cleaning and washing the grass and debris from underneath the lawnmower deck, and as a multi-maintenance tool. It is a unique, one-of-a-kind, professionally manufactured tool that was designed for safe, reliable use. This tool has a powerful rare earth magnet as an option for use and is connected to a garden hose by a brass threaded insert, which are molded into the high impact tool. Please review my website at sprayandmow.com to research my product for the descriptive information on this tool. The product retails for just $29.99, which is a fair price for the consumer. Please log on to mycoolinventions.com
that ended well. How'd he do in terms of voting already?
He's a very polite guy.
Very nice.
Actually, he did quite well. Actually, he was at 100% too.
Oh, he was. Okay. Yeah. All right. So now what we're going to ask you to do is suggest, if you are interested in helping one of these people, you vote for one of them, give them a thumbs up by texting thumbs up to 22333, voting at mycoolinventions.com, or dialing 888-877-0490. And we'll do just like we did before. We'll, at the next week in our rendezvous, we'll see who came out of this the best, and preview again another four people who are bringing inventions to the service, courtesy of John Kringman's and Akos Jankura. With Doug and Roberta and Richie, this is the Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Move along here, as the focus now is the Talkers charts for this week, Talkers magazine, and the top 10 topics, the stories of the week that have commanded attention, the legal ramifications of several of them, always in focus. When we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, lawyer, college professor, one of the leading experts in the country on scams, so he knows what he's talking about. And if he doesn't, he even sounds, even if he doesn't know anything, he sounds like he knows what he's talking about, which makes it good for the radio. It is. Number three on the story list this week, continuing discussion and debate about our immigration policy. Sort of interesting, because there now appears to be a lot of this sort of problem all around the world. And so, you know, you get into this sort of thing and you wonder how fast and how far does it go, and the policy, where it ever ends up, it doesn't seem to make any difference, because it really isn't enforceable, and it makes lots of us think, why should we obey any laws at all? These people don't, and it looks like they'll be rewarded for it.
Well, that's kind of the thing that bothers me the most, is why have a law if it's going to be ignored?
Right.
And even when the administration was taking the position of, well, we're not ignoring enforcing the law. What we're doing is we're saying we have certain enforcement dollars, put those into other kinds of activities. That's just fancy talk for we're going to ignore these laws. And, you know, it doesn't do anyone any good. It certainly doesn't do the legitimate immigrant who goes through the system and does it the right way. And there are plenty of those people. They should be insulted. You know, this is something, a problem that can't be ignored. And I think rewarding lawbreakers, there's something about that that still, you know, rubs me the wrong way.
Thank you. Okay, number five, investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. Come on. What do you, what, why? Where does this go legally?
You know, there really isn't a lot of place for this to go, but, you know, it sort of reminds me of there was so much discussion about the president's birth certificate when, in fact, the evidence was absolutely clear that he was born an American citizen. You know, these investigations that are going on really aren't investigations per se of her activities. They're looking at security breaches. They're dealing with Freedom of Information Act. But the way it is being spun, and unfortunately the way she's responding to it, is not a way to put it to sleep. And I even wonder if this is a absolutely nothing legal thing issue that could derail her campaign.
The cynics among us think there may be a political motive for the administration to go after her. All they have to do is get a call from the White House, say, drop it, and they go away, but they haven't. So is this a de facto endorsement of somebody else running for president and a continuing underscoring of the lack of friendship between the Clintons, especially Bill and Obama? But apparently, you know, there's no love lost. She was there as a sort of a necessity for him, whether to win the election or to have, you know, some sustenance. You want me you want my support, you better give me a job that I want. And, you know,
yeah, I think it's somewhere in between. I think his is the president's position on this is sort of a benign neglect. He's not coming out to try and help her, but he's kind of staying aside.
So he's doing what he's done for his whole term, benign neglect. That's my editorial comment. Okay, number nine, the Ashley Madison hacking. This week, it seems that some of those who are aggrieved want to sue Ashley Madison. I can't imagine that's going to be productive for them. And then the lawyers for the divorce cases will start, and bing, bang, boom. It's a crescendo up the hill, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of odd. There are class actions. Ashley Madison actually is a Canadian company, and there is a Canadian class action. There's a United States class action. If you want to keep it a secret, how do you become a member of a class action lawsuit? Right. And, you know, frankly, there are a lot of scams coming from this as people are looking for, is my email address on there? And remember, mm-hmm. Ashley Madison didn't verify these email addresses.
Right.
People, anybody's going to be on there. And so if people go looking online, they may end up downloading malware if they don't go to the right places. And you can find that on Scamicide.com.
That's a good plug. The founder of Scamicide.com, interestingly enough, is the one and the same, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, professor, and this website is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. That's a big one. Lots of scams. Check them out at Scamicide.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the radio with me, Doug Steffen.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.